post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the near post, get there first.
Welcome to the near post. My name is Eamon Flanagan, and we're talking football across the Australian Community Radio Network. And with me in the studio is Nick Cumston. Welcome, Nick.
Eamon, how's things?
Great to have you in the studio alongside Nick. Welcome, near post newbie Nick Amis. Nick, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Eamon.
Good to have you here. And alongside the two Nicks is Nick Bordier. How are you, Nick?
Hey! It's the three Nicks.
It's the three Nicks. Yeah. Okay, we won't go there, Paddy. All right. you can email me, flanagan.eamon@gmail.com. Podcast is on the blog, nearpost.blogspot.com, and on iTunes, of course, and on Halftime Heroes, and streamed here live on 2xfm.org.au. Dedicate the show every week. This week we're going to dedicate it to Lucy Zelich. She's no longer with us on the show. She's done a fantastic job. She's taking a break. She says she's too busy, but we know, Lucy, you will be back. We're just going to twist her on.
Yeah, we'll just wait her out.
Yeah,
that's right. That's how it's done, isn't it?
Please, Lucy, come back.
Yes, and so hopefully she'll be back soon.
If you listen quietly, you can hear radios being switched off all the way around.
It's okay, Lucy's coming later. She'll be here in 5 minutes. Okay, we're going to start the show with a quiz question to test your Aussie football knowledge. First part of the question is perhaps a little bit easier. Name the three Aussie teams at the World Cup in coming weeks. Paddy Bordier, I'm going to start with you.
Ooh, three Aussie teams at the World Cup. Well, I'll go for the easy Matildas.
Yep, Nick.
Who are trying to get on the plane as we speak, I think.
They are flying as we speak.
Ash cloud is a bit problem.
Then we've got the under-17s.
Under-17s, they're the first up. And
we've got the Oli Roos fresh off their glorious 6-0 win over Singapore.
Mm, trouncing.
In a warm-up game today, I think.
That's wrong.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they're not going to a World Cup. They go to an Olympics, Nick, and they're not going this year. That's why you're here on the show, because you are the expert. Put him out of his misery, Nick. Who's the other team?
The under-20s.
Under-20s, that's right. Thank you very much. Good. No, it's not bad, though. 2 out of 3. We did well.
Okay. Just a warm-up.
Just testing us, Nick. I know you were, weren't you? Okay, we've got some news. Mark Milligan, known by Robbie Slater as Mark McGilligan, scored in J2 for the leaders, Jeff United, known to Millsy as Arsenal, on the weekend. Joel Griffiths scored his fifth of the season for Beijing Guoan. Full shift, I love this term. Ben Summerford is the source of all our information, and he always uses the term full shift. Josh Kennedy put one in. Matt Spiranovic, Luke Wiltshire, Luke Devere, Robbie Cornthwaite, Dean Heffernan, and Ante Kovac all put a full shift in. Which one of those guys isn't playing in Asia?
Are we counting Russia as Wiltshire? Asia?
Mm. Wiltshire. Well, I count it as Asia. I'm sorry. You are technically right. Okay, so, but, you know, we don't worry about technicalities here. So there's another guy not playing in...
Two.
For football purposes, Russia is in Europe.
Yes.
Oh, football purposes. Yeah, you're right.
And then playing in Moscow.
Yeah.
And of course,
Italy sidestepped that question. Well done.
The question was which two of the players listed? Didn't you hear? Which two of the players listed aren't playing in Asia? Now we know one is Luke Wiltshire, who plays in Russia, but the other player, out of Josh Kennedy, Matt Spiranovic, Luke Devere, Robbie Cornthwaite, Dean Heffernan, and Ante Kovac.
Playing in Scandinavia or something, isn't he?
He's in Sweden. He's in Scandinavia. Yeah. Also part of Europe. Now, the other part of the question that I didn't ask you was the three, just going back a little bit because we don't stick to routine here. We named the three Aussie teams off the World Cup, but can you tell me the teams in their group? That's going to test it. Who do you want to go with first?
All right.
I got the Matildas, I think.
You've got the Matildas. Well, go on then.
Brazil, Norway, Equatorial Guinea.
Okay, well done.
Ranked third, ninth, and unranked.
That makes up for your stupidity on the last question. That is a fantastic answer.
It's all right. I'll carry on the stupidity down this end. Don't you worry.
Who are we going with next? The under-20s or the under-17s? Okay, Paddy, take your pick.
All right, I'll take my pick. I'll go with the under-17s.
Under-17s, who are we playing, Nick?
And, I do not know the answer to that.
The under-17s have got Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Denmark.
Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Denmark. So, well done. I didn't actually know that. But there you go. Joking questions.
A hilarious joke there,
Yes, thank you. And the last World Cup that we're going to, if we're still hanging around watching World Cups by then, it's the under-20s. They're off to Colombia, or some of them off to Colombia. The ones that want to play. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Some of the Aussies don't want to play. Paddy, any idea who are playing in that one?
No, I really don't, actually.
Spain's one of them.
Spain is one of them.
Yeah. So Spain, who else, Nick?
Costa Rica and Ecuador.
Costa Rica and Ecuador.
Mm. See, this is why we bring in the young guns, to bring in sort of fresh perspective and actual information.
I don't think anybody's ever got the quiz question right in the 3 years I've been doing the show, so thanks for coming in, Nick. Well done. Okay, back to the news. Less than big shifts, the big odd monster, Alex Brosk, Aaron Klosnick, they didn't get a full shift. No games for Ian Fife and Jade North. Laurie's team, McKenna, Chengdu Blades, went down to Heffer's team 4-0. Graham Arnold has scoffed at claims from Bundesliga champion Borussia Dortmund that the club has tabled an improved offer for Mustafa Amini. Milo Jednak, Neil Kilkenny, Dario Vidicic, David Carney, Lucas Neal and Harry Kewell are all current Socceroos needing or wanting a new club. So if you can help them out, please do.
The Socceroos are open for business.
Yeah, Socceroos Club. Can we set one of those up? Surely in Denmark.
We're trying to get Harry back. Perth Glory warm up for their massive, massive clash with the first ever British winners of the European Cup, Glasgow Celtic. According to the Perth website, Perth have an exciting squad this year. Vukovic, Smelts, Dodd, Hughes, Miller, Vandenbroek make it old more than exciting. No, that they didn't.
It'll be
that
introductory handshakes on the field, won't it? Those guys have never played before.
Well, they've got three. Most of them, they're having three games before the Celtic game. So
right, okay.
Against local WA sides.
We're expecting.
They're playing in the Masters Championship.
Good on. You taking the near pace jet to go and check that one out?
Thinking about going down to Melbourne. That might be more interesting, but we'll see how we go. Ljubo Milosevic has picked up a contract with Hajduk Split at the same time as Gold Coast United youth captain and young Socceroos secured a 4-year deal.
In Canberra local.
Canberra local. He couldn't get a game at the Gold Coast because, according to, you know who, Miriam Blyberg has come out and said that he was not physical enough. But he's going to get a game, potentially, at Hajduk Split, of all places. Very good move for the lad.
Yeah, anyway, I think it's a fantastic move. Although what's a bit dodgy is turning up with Ljubo. You're never quite sure how many bridges he's going to burn and how quickly he's going
to
do it.
Ljubo a good sign for
him. Hi, this is me and my friend Ljubo.
I'm a big fan of Ljubo, actually, both on and off the field. So,
only because he's provided you so many quotes.
Well, funny you should say that, because he had an interview on Croatian TV with one of the best journos, and he's in a one-hour interview, mind you.
Why were you giving one hour?
He said his girlfriend is studying psychiatry, and he said it,
at very close hand.
she might be able to help me. It'd be good, you know, give me some tips for free. And the guy said to him, what about helping your teammates? He said, no, I think you media people need more help than my teammates.
Ljubo is firing off where
he also got stuck into obviously it's been picked up in Croatia that Stephen Lustiger is not the most physical player, according to coach Miron Blyberg. And when they asked Ljubo this, Ljubo said, well, Miron Blyberg, don't worry about that, he's the worst coach in the A-League. Or worse. So there you go.
I think they're all worse.
The FFA, interesting, Gold Coast, Lustiger was out of contract, and the FFA wanted close to $400,000 for this young Aussie who'd only played possibly two games in the A-League. They wanted $400,000. So there's been a lot of negotiations with the PFA being involved. Lustiger then eventually went for free, but it took a long time, 8 weeks negotiated, and you wonder what the FFA.
Well, I just think, you know, had he not had this opportunity, he may have ended up in, you know, one of the lower Australian leagues. So why would you block this guy?
Why
wouldn't you ask for money if you can get it?
Well, they need the cash.
But you can't get it, can
but
you?
They couldn't. That's the point. And by asking it, you
give it a go. Like the Mustafa Amini thing. I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, but he's got a contract.
Yeah.
This guy hasn't got a contract. So you're actually restraining a trade. You're actually stopping him from going. Amini's on a contract.
He's still gone. They've just stuck the iron in there trying to get some money.
Could have taken it to court or anything. It's like a Bosman situation, isn't it? No contract.
Bosman only applies within the EU.
It's a dodgy ruling, though. Why the FFA wouldn't support a player to go? Anyway, we're not happy about that. But
it seems to have worked out.
So far, so good. And what else do you want to know? New Zealand want a youth team and a W League team. Should they be allowed in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
As long as
what does Ben Haman say, though?
I'm from Canberra. I'd like to see us have a youth team first. But there you go. Fozzie and Simon Hill both take on the Australian media with their rabble-rousing anti-soccer articles. Neil Mitchell got exposed by the FFA media man, Carl Patterson. Mitchell is horrible. Did you hear any of that?
Tell us about it.
Neil Mitchell.
Just typical game in Melbourne.
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk about it. Carl Patterson stood up for the football and it was good. Lucas Neal was at the Matildas farewell. Advice from Captain Socceroo to the Matildas. Don't lose your first game.
Is Lucas Neal Captain Socceroo? That's a big title.
Well, who else is?
He's captain of the Socceroos.
John McCain,
not Captain Socceroos. That was Johnny Warren's title.
Okay.
I have issues with that.
I'm not going to reread
it. You do have issues. There's no doubt about that.
And what else? Oh, yeah. But Melissa Barbieri, Matilda's keeper, posed an interesting question on Twitter. As she prepared to leave for the World Cup, I had to scrub the oven, vacuum and do all these household chores. I stood back for a second and thought, I wonder if Lucas Neal does this. 2 days out from a World Cup, is he really scrubbing an oven? I said to Melissa, what's your bloke doing?
Hey, yeah, yeah. Get
where's
him involved.
The support?
That's right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's really interesting, I think, looking at the age of the Matilda squad. I think they're under 20, their average age is under 22 years of age.
Yeah, that's right.
A 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, Elise Perry, who's
20,
fresh off,
I think.
Who's 20, fresh off helping us regain the Ashes in cricket. Mm. Like that, I think that reflects that there's not a lot of money for our senior women, and it's hard for them to stay in the game.
They have to play 12 months a year just to get some sort of money out of it. Like most of them play A-League in summer over here, and then they go into, you know, Scandinavian leagues or America.
Not many of them, though, really. There's only probably four or five of them.
Well, the bigger names.
So, there's not a lot of money in it for them. You're right. Lucy Devana's 26, Heather Garrick's 28, and those two are two
of the experienced ones.
They're playing overseas as well. Yeah. So, what about Lisa Devana? She's off. Well, we'll talk about her in a minute.
We'll talk it through.
Okay, the first big issue of the night is Harry. Should he come back and Bernie too? Who do you want, Harry or Bernie?
Can Bernie play? I'm sure he could.
He's good in the press.
Mm. Yeah, he is good in the press.
Yeah, and so is Harry. Some say Harry's good in the press, better on the press than on the field, but not me.
Look, Harry's going to cost us a lot of money, and the value of shelling out so many big bucks for that player is just not there for me. There's so much more that can be invested in the A-League.
Oh, it's a difficult one. You've got the TV rights up for renewal, so you want to put some value into the league before that happens. It's the same thing that AFL did with the adding of the GWS and the Gold Coast Suns and Gary Ablett and all those rugby league converts.
That's a really good point. Nice, that's a good angle. Yeah. But Harry's demands were, and I don't know if this was his actual demands, but the media's been reporting some pretty... large amounts of money and even involvement in choosing teams and that sort of... cut of the gate. And I don't know if this is rumours or fact, but this is a big, big demand.
Well, they're
saying
now it's a cut of the gate this time round.
Right.
When he was punted around to Melbourne Heart... last year they said that it was 2.5 million plus a cut of the gate and picking the team. Whereas this time they just seem to be talking about a cut of the gate. Bernie Mandich has said that he's going to get 6 million in Qatar. If Harry Kewell is going to get 6 million in Qatar, he's not coming here, is he?
No, absolutely.
That's rubbish.
And I don't think it's good for Harry either.
Well, to come here.
Yeah.
I'll agree with part of what you said. Nick.
Yes.
You know, it wouldn't be a good use of money, except Nathan Tinkler, a ton of money. I was going to say more money than brains, but
he's ruled himself out, in effect.
Has he?
Sydney have as well.
They don't have any decent strikers in Newcastle. Why not go for it?
And that's disappointing because that's money that he'd otherwise waste on the NRL club or whatever else. If he's going to blow a ton of money on a sporting team, might as well bring Harry back and get a bit of buzz.
The best club for Harry, I think, is Melbourne Victory. If you're going to come...
Sydney.
Sydney don't have the supporter base. Victory have a proven supporter base.
If you're going to get a cut of the gate, you want Melbourne Victory.
Yeah, definitely Melbourne Victory.
And also, Sydney are like to come and go with a crowd.
Sydney, an event. It's an event town. It's
Dwight York worked.
Dwight York worked. Harry Kewell's a Sydney boy.
Okay, then who should pay, the club or the FFA? And if the FFA are paying, it's your kids who are paying, isn't it? Let's face it.
Definitely the club.
The club only. So FFA, we don't want you supporting Harry in any way. Nick?
Well, if Harry Kewell's worth an extra $3 million to the TV deal, should it?
We can pay it. We can all pay it.
I've got $2.65.
It's a big risk, whichever. But okay, what about the injury factor? He is known to... never plays a full season.
And he will be targeted as well, because he will be the big player.
Playing once a week in the A-League, that's not Champions League.
And then it's not like it's freezing during the season or anything.
Well, Harry is 33, going on to soon be 34. He's not getting any younger.
He has been surprisingly durable for Galatasaray.
And a big part of that is because he's got his physio who lives with him. Yeah. Mm. And I think Harry's managing his injuries very well. I think he'll be targeted in the A-League, and there'll be a lot of guys looking to prove themselves.
Yeah, but you're telling me he's not targeted in Turkey?
not as much as in the A-League. Well, come on, if he was in the A-League, he would be the big player.
Well, and it's not about
but as if the refs player. Wouldn't have instructions, not
just yeah, that's right. That see, but all of this is it muddles the waters a bit. Look, Harry should go on and continue his career. Maybe the A League in a couple of years, but not now.
He hasn't had many interesting offers. It seems to me QPR is not an interesting offer for a guy whose body is under the pump a little bit.
Yeah,
America. They said he's not Thierry Henry, so you can only get 600,000. Poor Harry. Qatar with his 6 million, it's not enough, obviously, to tempt him, although I don't believe he's going to get 6 million there. So really, is he being touted around Australia because he's got nowhere else?
It's quite possible. They're trying to drive up his price.
Where would Harry Kewell get 2.5 million other than in Australia?
Middle East,
possibly. Yeah. So, and it suggests to me that there isn't a deal in the Middle East yet. But anyway,
Bundesliga.
So, should Harry come back? Yes or no, Paddy?
No.
God, I can't believe that. Harry Kewell we're talking about.
Okay. I know.
Yeah, okay, Nick?
Yes.
Okay, well done. So that's why you call Nick, because you agree. Now, okay, Serbia-Australia, fantastic game. Crowd was up for it. Neil Mitchell, the anti-football media, they were up for it. Everybody was up for it. But, Paddy, you weren't happy.
wow, painting me into a corner already. You haven't even warmed up.
Well, you just spent 20 minutes up there telling me how useless.
All right.
I'm not going to let you away.
Okay, well, let me put it on the table. Okay. And it's to do with my dissatisfaction with the Australian style. I'd like to see a better and more fluid attacking style.
You'd like Pimba?
No, not necessarily. It's been twisted to say that, but what I'm saying is, what I often say is that Pim didn't do such a horrendous job, and Ogsek does a very direct sort of style. I would just like to see the Socceroos playing a little bit better, but I'm very happy with. I was happy with the game against Serbia.
Did you see against Germany the goal they scored with 16 passes?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we haven't had 16 passes in a whole game. We're
still counting. Against New Zealand, we did okay.
It is difficult to play that. You know, the beautiful Barcelona
especially
game.
Especially when the squad changes every game.
I acknowledge that. I'd still like to see that. And a big part of that is because the Socceroos is sometimes what a lot of the football-watching public watches, and they don't watch the A-League, and I'd like to see the Socceroos trying to play a style because kids reflect that stuff. I'd like to see them trying
they
to play that.
They put three goals past New Zealand
that sort of
on a pitch
close
that
passing
like
forward-moving style.
In international football, 3-0 is good. Yeah. It's as good as it
and
gets.
Yeah. Serbia, 16th in the world, extremely well organised, and you know Brett
quality
Holman
of players in that team as well.
Yeah, yeah. Look, that was and
if
was
you look
some,
at the team that they play for
Serbia.
Compared to where I'm going,
there's no Jankovic for one.
Tokic out at in Moscow, I think, on the wing there. You know, our sort of players are playing at Moscow and that are in defence. There, you know,
and we're a shade of paint away from Holman winning the game for us.
That's right. So
we really were, weren't we?
Okay, you're not happy with the coach so far, but...
Okay, let's go with that then.
Let's go with the players.
Yeah.
Nick, anybody who should never play in a green and gold shirt again from those two
I like the way you frame your question.
I'm glad we don't have to put up with Scott McDonald anymore. Archie Thompson... You know, if he was a steak, you'd throw it out and get another one.
Really?
So I don't like mine well done.
Okay, why did he play Archie? I know
some
eyebrows.
I think he was trying out, what's the squad I've got? If I have to play an all-A-League team in Asia on a non-FIFA date, what have I got out there? And, you know, Archie's the best Australian.
Yeah. Okay, he didn't do too badly, I didn't think.
He did okay.
Okay, so some of us aren't so happy about Archie. Anybody else you're not happy about?
I think it's not that we're unhappy with Archie. We're unhappy about the future with Archie because I don't believe that there is a future with Archie.
That's probably true.
Federici played very well.
He did.
He's very happy with that.
Yeah, we like
and
Federici.
I think, you know, because he's not in the media often, you know, there was a lot of talk about Langerak going to Germany. Federici really showed us what he has.
Yeah.
And he is a
he
good,
was really
good
close
keeper.
To
I was
Premier League
yeah. Yeah.
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm very happy with him as a backup keeper. That's
backup.
Pretty
okay.
That's pretty damn good.
Are we happy with, we'll talk about Neil Kilkenny. He's had a big rap from Craig Foster in the past.
Yeah.
Are we happy about him?
Doesn't do it for me.
Neil, he's got a step further to take, doesn't he?
He has a lot of steps further to take, yeah. We're not happy with him. Okay.
Right, okay.
Michael Zullo deserves a mention.
That was impressive.
That he started him in the second game as well? Because he did.
Yeah, no, he does. He impressed, didn't he? I mean, if he was playing instead of Carney, defensive-wise, perhaps still
well,
a lot to learn.
From a left winger, so.
Yeah, but that's not uncommon in profession. Like Lucas Neal, I think.
No, I think Zola is one of the, well, I don't know if he's a big find, but he's been very good for the soccer.
He's a big find. I can't wait to see Tommy Orr taking his place at left back.
Yes,
you're laughing, but
yeah,
if Zola took his place, I mean, no one would have said Zola was going to be a left back, would they? But Brett Holman was fantastic.
Oh, look, and Nick Jr. brought it up earlier before we went on air that Holman's been playing great since the World Cup. He's becoming the go-to guy for the Socceroos.
Also, I think he sets a tone of how we want to play football in Australia. Fast movement, good on the ball. But that
work
that,
ethic is always
work
at
ethic,
it.
But that movement off the ball and around that area is how young players should be playing, because you know, you're not always going to have a superstar player. But Holman is really...
I think him and Josh Kennedy up forward in the World Cup qualifiers.
I think you said it right when you said the World Cup qualifiers. When we're playing in those sort of regions, I think that's a very good combination.
Josh Kennedy, don't like that word, those words, but never mind.
Well, no, that's the interesting thing. Kennedy played for New Zealand, and I think that was the team that wasn't quite good enough to make against the Serbia. And I think that rates where that's where Oxet sees Kennedy. He sees him as a maybe off-the-bench kind of player. I don't think he's going to be starter much,
no,
apart from the
That's
qualifiers.
Good. We like that. We like Kennedy on the bench. Okay, and just... finally, Europe. So playing in Europe in Division 2 is better than playing in the UK if we compare Carl Valeri and Neil Kilkenny.
Ooh.
So I'm saying to any young guy who doesn't make it, get out of England. Unless you're Harry Kewell or Lucas Neal playing at Timico.
I think
it's
the lower leagues that the problem exists.
Yeah, well, anywhere under the Premiership, like and top five. And I'd say only 6-7 clubs in the Premiership, anywhere else. If you're playing in Bolton or Stoke.
Oh, Bolton's been better since Hull. Coyle came in.
They have been better, that's true. Mm. Okay, anyone top five plus Bolton?
I think Fulham's not at, you know, Schwartz are at Fulham. That's
he's in goal. That doesn't count, does it? I'm talking about the football.
You're just starting. You're looking for a fight. Okay. All right, I'll give you one.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to talk about Matildas. They're off to the World Cup for, I don't know how many times. I think they've been 5 or 6 times to the World Cup. But firstly, Lisa Divana is in the squad. Are we happy with that?
Yeah, controversial, hey.
Yeah.
So what were the conversations that happened behind closed doors? Anyone know?
It's an odd one.
Well, we can make it up.
Yeah, all
it's
right.
An odd one.
I think it's more because their main striker, Katie Gilgo, had injured. She was AFC Women's Player of the Year for 2010 and then did her knee, I think it was, and she's out for the World Cup.
Certainly, yeah. But even with Katie Gilgo, I mean, Divana is the X factor of any team, and to not take a player like that, it doesn't matter.
It was a big call. Yeah.
You'd even take Ryan Giggs if your brother... I mean, if wouldn't you? You've just got to take...
You want to go out for dinner with Wayne Rooney, but you would pick him in your team.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm sure Divana has obviously had some difficulties down the years, and Simani has managed to keep her in the squad, keep her with the squad.
Except when he's kicking her out of the squad.
Yeah.
Well, on those occasions.
But he drew the line. I was good with that. That's what I mean.
Teach a lesson
about
before the World Cup.
Yeah, the conversations that would have been had about behaviour that's expected at that level. But the other thing is, like you guys were pointing out earlier, she's one of the senior members of the squad.
Yeah, yeah.
She has to lead by example.
Not acting like it.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't think... I mean, obviously, she's not going to act like it. But, you know, individual brilliance is hard to...
Yeah. That's where, as a coach, you kind of just got to leave the door a little bit open for those.
Yeah, you have to, don't you? I mean, we want to see
11 in the world, the Matildas. So,
which is pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive. Yeah. So,
pretty impressive.
Such a young squad as well. I'm really looking forward to the World Cup. I think the challenge is there for them. But maybe it's a maybe for the if things go well for the Matildas.
Yeah,
they've done well in the past.
Beating Norway to get out of the group, that's the
thing. Yeah,
and
the word on Equatorial Guinea, and this is just what I've read, is that Equatorial Guinea have got a mishmash of a team, including one of the Spanish top strikers, and that's a bit controversial, the way they've pieced their team together for this World Cup. Mm.
Yes, they're already in Germany, but they haven't played many games. So
they seem to be quite flexible with citizenship. But look, this is a very good test, and if Matildas get through this, there's no telling how far they can go.
Well, they won the Asian Cup, and any team that wins the Asian
Cup,
that's
right.
Yeah. But having said that, I wasn't convinced by, I know you're not supposed to say it, but I wasn't convinced by the performances in the Asian Cup. They got results, but they didn't really dominate teams, and I wonder.
Did they pim their way through?
They possibly did a little bit. Yeah, I think you know, they got goals perhaps when you didn't expect it, but defensively.
But that's a sign of a good team, getting goals like against the run of the game, and that sort of thing.
It is, but it's also, you know, it's still a bit of a worry if you know, if that's because this is a new team, a different style of team. So, I don't know. It didn't, although they won, which is fantastic, I wasn't totally convinced compared to them.
Well, we're about to find out. The proof, as I say, is in that World Cup pudding.
Who are the key players then for the Matildas, would you say, if we are to succeed?
Oh, well, Barbieri for a start, the captain.
Yeah. Mm. Little bit dodgy on the high ball. I've seen a few.
Lise Perry's pretty tall. She's
Lise Perry. Yeah, she needs to have a good World Cup, I think.
She's close to 6 foot tall, I think.
20 years of age.
Pretty impressive.
They've got a lot of experience from the last World Cup. Paul Kinhorn had a fantastic World Cup last time. Heather Garriott, she's now 28. Of course, Lisa Devanna.
Sally Shippard.
Shippard and Colette McCallum. Lauren Cawthorpe. They're probably the key ones.
Is Van Egmond going to get a game?
Well, I don't think she'll get a game, but she's going to get to go. She's 17.
Well, that's good.
I don't know whether she'll play. I don't know. She didn't play.
She's got 11 caps, I think, for the Matildas.
Emily Van Egmond.
I think.
Yeah, well,
which is more than some of them.
I'd be surprised though. She didn't play much against New Zealand. Mm. I'd be surprised if she got much game time. But she, you know, she's young, so I don't know. Perhaps she will. Tamika Butt, looking to her to explode onto the scene. So you know, we'll see how they go.
Claire Simon.
Kaya Simon, the forwards, I guess. Lena Kalmus, Kaya Simon, Devanna, and Sam Kerr.
So who are they going to play?
Simon's career could hardly have gone better last season.
Who are they going to play up front? You're thinking Devanna and Kaya
Simon? It's interesting.
Simon?
He often only plays Devanna for half a game. So, that's what he did at the last World Cup. He brought her on at half time.
Yeah, but she's much more experienced, surely, and he's paid the price to bring her.
She was 22 last time.
At the pace she plays, she can't actually do an awful lot of damage.
I think in the Asian Cup, she was used sparingly as well.
Yeah, well, she got injured as well. But it's hard to. I don't know. Well, he's got a lot of good forwards. I mean, he's got young forwards, but Sam Kerr and Kaya Simon, they are great forwards, but are they good enough at international level? And I guess that's what we're going to find out. They've been well in the Asian Cup, but they're probably, you know, they're not quite up to the Devanna. But you know, Sam Kerr's only 17.
I like Devanna as the shock troop off the bench. That's okay. Everyone else, the pace of the game slows a bit. She's very quick.
She's fantastic.
Maybe not a huge motor on her to play 90 minutes.
So who are the favourites for this World Cup?
I guess it's in Germany. So
Brazil, as usual.
We're going to put Brazil in there. Brazil, who
USA
are in this group in the Matildas group.
Brazil always has a chance.
USA are very strong, aren't they? So,
so the first game is going to sort us out pretty quickly. If we lose that to Brazil,
absolutely, we'll know where we stand.
We're in,
and if we win, it's all on.
I think losing's okay. It's sort of losing with dignity.
Yes.
Losing is okay, but your first game, then it makes
That's right.
Sets the tone for the tournament.
It's okay if everybody loses to Brazil.
It can't be 4-0. What did we lose to Brazil? 2-0?
2-0.
Well, the Matildas lost 3-2 last time, so you know, maybe we'll go one better this
time. That's okay,
time.
Goal difference. Maybe we get a draw.
Yeah.
Come on, we can want more from our Matildas. I want them to win.
We do. They're under a bit more pressure this time. They're a known quantity. Now, thanks very much for coming in, guys. Thanks, Nick, for your debut.
Yeah, well done. Nick Jr.
Everybody else, Nick, Paddy,
and Jay.
If you are going to the near post,
get there first.
Michael Zulu.
Near post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst. Get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third.